Blog Talk Radio.
Started?
Yes, sir.
All right, we are joined now by Freddie McSwain Jr. just off of his official visit to Indiana. Freddie, first of all, welcome. Thanks for being with us. How did the trip to Bloomington go, and what were your overall impressions of the university and of the town of Bloomington?
Well, the trip was great. The visit was fantastic. I had fun working out with Coach Crane and the teammates, Tom, OG them, guys. I had fun working out with them guys and touring the school. I just had a good time and spent the time with them.
What was the... So you got to play in an open gym with those guys. You mentioned Thomas Bryant, OG Anunoby. Did you play in an open gym setting, or were you just kind of shooting and working out with those guys?
It was like a little workout. I was with them.
Okay. So you arrived.
It was a workout.
Okay. We're recording this on Wednesday evening. You arrived in Bloomington on Monday. The weather has been nice here all week, so you probably enjoyed that. But what were your impressions of the facilities of Assembly Hall, of Cook Hall, where they practice, and all of the facilities and things like that?
It was just great. I ain't never seen anything like it, like that. It was just a great sight to see, really.
And so you flew back today, and Kansas State coach Bruce Weber paid you a visit. How quickly had you been back home before you met with him?
Soon he came. I got back to the school like 11:55. He said he was going to be here at 12:30, and at 12:30 got here quickly, so he was here. So they told me to come, and he was just there. So he texted me, said he was going to come see me today right after I come back, and he was there.
What was his message to you?
We were just having a little small chat about the school and how the visit go and how I feel about everything and just who I'm going to choose and stuff. I was saying both schools are just great. They have a plan, like, like they just working out. They just both have a plan.
What do you think Indiana's plan is for you? How quickly do you see the playing time? What kind of role do you think that they see for you? And how does that compare and how does it contrast to the role you might play at Kansas State?
The role, they both see me as a wing coming in, been athletic, helping the team and what they need. And that's where my rebounding and athleticism, just playing fast, really. And it's just both just working on my game mostly, and I'm just developing players more. So, and that's what stood out. I just like what they did when I was working out with them. They showed me new things that I didn't even know.
Did you get some individual time with Coach Crean and the coaching staff to just kind of have a discussion about what they envisioned for you? Were you on the visit alone, or did you have some family with you?
Yes, sir. I had my father with me. So I took my father on every visit with me so far. So that was a good experience with me and my dad together.
What was Coach Crean's sales pitch, I guess, to you guys when you got the chance to kind of sit down and meet with him individually on your visit?
Things we were just saying, he see high potential for me. He see a pro in me. He just feel like that I got a lot. Let me see. Basically, he say he can work with me and make me into a great player, basically.
How much did they show you basically tape of guys like Victor Oladipo when they arrived at IU versus where they are now, and guys like Dwayne Wade and OG, and just kind of just trying to sell you on the player development? How much of a part of the visit was that, and how appealing is that to you?
Actually, it was great because I see they told me the first when Victor got there, he couldn't, like, dribble like that, or all they used to do is dunk and stuff, and his game expanded as time flies. Yeah, basically. And I just see that, and I feel like that's what I can do, and I can be a pro, and I work hard at it. So
what's kind of your mind process now? I know you have a decision date set of April 24th. So are you just kind of trying to discuss things with your family and go over things, or do you kind of know in your mind already which way you're leaning?
Basically, we talk to my dad more about. I'm probably talking to my dad about the situation, like one-on-one. About to see where my mind at.
You think that'll probably take place here in the next couple of days before your actual announcement?
Probably maybe on Friday. Probably I'll be probably thinking about the school I mostly want to go to.
Give me the exact details for your announcement again so that the people listening can make sure that they tune into that.
Well, my announcement is going to be on Sunday at 5:30 Central Time in our gym. So my coach says he's going to have, I think it's going to be live stream, I think. I think that's what he said, but he said he's going to have a few things going on, so I'll just be making my announcement then.
For those who haven't had the chance yet to watch you play or have only gotten to see the highlights, I know there's a lot of Indiana fans on Twitter that have seen some of your highlight reels and are really excited by that. But for those who haven't seen you play in an actual game setting, how would you describe your game? What would you describe as your primary strengths and then the areas that you hope to improve the most during your time at the next level?
Well, my strengths are basically running the floor, being just flying out of being athletic. Just playing defense and the rebounding, and just try to do the best of, do anything for my team to give us advantage to win.
And what areas do you feel like you need to improve before you get ready to start next college basketball season?
Well, most of my ball handling, is more that I need to work on, and that's what I've been doing. Like basically all my life since I've been playing and working my ball handling, working on it, and my jump shot, working on my footwork, just trying to get better at it consistently.
What has this whole process been like for you recently? I imagine you probably had a lot of friends and AAU teammates in your high school graduating class that were being heavily recruited and already went through this process, and you weren't getting a lot of attention and decided to go the JUCO route, and now all of a sudden you're getting this attention, and it seems like it's all kind of gone pretty fast here recently. What's that experience been like for you? How nice has it been to get this attention here recently, and does it feel like it's gone as fast as it seems from the outside?
Well, first, I would just like to say it's just a blessing, really. I just think all my hard work is paying off, and I'm just glad it's been noticed. And I work hard to get where I am now, so I'm just trying not to take anything for granted.
How are your academics? Is that something that you've worked hard at in junior college as well?
Yes, sir. That's what my dad get on top of me about it every day, because without schoolwork, you can't really go anywhere you want to. And that's what he was big on, getting my schoolwork, getting my education. And I thank him for being on me like that, because I wouldn't be here talking to you if it wasn't for my education as well.
Talk to me a little bit about your dad's role in your overall development throughout your lifetime. I mean, is he the one who got you involved with basketball initially? And just discuss kind of how you got involved in basketball when you were growing up and your dad's influence all along the way up to this point.
Well, when I was little, I seen a lot of tapes of my dad playing at SIU. We played there, but I didn't really get into basketball until like really the 11th grade, so I haven't been playing that long. But I just, you know, seeing my friends and stuff been playing ball, and they just go at me, and I'd be like, I got to get better, so I can beat them one day. So it was just, I don't know, it's just competition, and I just feel like I could do good at this game, so I just kept going.
Has your ultimate goal always to make it to the professional level? And would you say that's the biggest factor in which school you're going to choose? Or what would you say is the biggest factor or two factors and ultimately what school you decide to attend next year?
Yeah, yes, sir. My goal is to try to make the lead. First of all, it's just try to make me as a better player off and on the court, and my education as well. But it's just, the most part, I'm trying to get better every day. And I just want to have that school just to help me as well. So that's how I'm just basically choose if they can get me to that next level.
Before I let you go, just to spin back to the Indiana visit really quickly, were there any other guys that you got to meet or talk with on the current roster other than Thomas Bryant and OG? And what kind of experiences did you get to do outside of just the working out and talking with the coaches? What were some of the social things you got to do with the players?
We just talked, went around to the apartments, just played games, just talked to each other, just about the school and how everything is and how the coach style is. Everybody just seemed like their family, just all together. And that's cool because the way they just started talking to me, it felt like everybody was just clicked as one. So that was a good feeling.
Did it feel like a fit to you when you're sitting there playing video games with those guys and the size of the university? Did it feel like in the moment that it was a decent fit, or some place you could eventually see yourself?
Yes, sir. That's just how me and my dad be talking. Can you see yourself at this program? Can you see yourself being with these guys? And I said, yes, sir. I told my dad, yes, sir, I can see myself being part of K-State or Indiana. So that's why I chose these two schools, because I could see myself at the program.
So as soon as you step foot off campus and the visit's over, I imagine your dad's first question to you is, what'd you think and what's going through your mind right now? Take me through that discussion a little bit, what you told him then, and then what was his initial reaction just overall from the visit? What was the first thing he said to you after the visit?
First thing he said to me after the visit, he said, whatever school you choose, he's going to be behind me 100% no matter where I go at. And the only thing he wants me to do is put in the work and be successful whatever you do. And I took that to heart, and I won't let him down.
Freddie McSwain, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. You've now visited Kansas State and Indiana. Again, his decision announcement will be on Sunday at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central Time. We expect there to be a live stream for that so you can watch it. Freddie, thanks again for being with us, and good luck as you go through this decision process the next few days.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you.